Let us read the words of the 56th Psalm. To the chief musician upon Jonath Elim, Rekohim, Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him in Gath. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. In this psalm, David was in the hands of his enemies. He cried unto God to be merciful to him. He said that his enemies would swallow him up every day. But in this very fearful situation, when it seemed that he was staring death in the face, he trusted in God. In verse 3, he says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. He was intent on trusting God in the midst of his fearful and calamitous situation. This is what we need to do when we face fear, when we face danger, when we face trying situations. We must trust in the Lord. We must cast our every care upon him. The verse I would like to talk to you about, particularly from this psalm, however, is the verse 8, where David says, put thou my tears into thy bottle. David was comforted by the fact that while he was suffering and while he was afraid and while he hardly knew where to turn, he knew that God had taken his tears and put them into his bottle. It's an interesting request, isn't it? Put thou my tears into thy bottle. History and archaeology records that Eastern peoples would sometimes employ a little jar which they named the tear bottle. If some people were visiting a friend who was undergoing intense suffering, they would capture his or her tears in a bottle as a memorial of the visit. It is reckoned that it was customary for some to bring their tear bottles to funerals, and when the weeping started, the tears would be bottled. The weeping would not be forgotten. Is it not true that we live in a broken world, and as a consequence, no one is immune to suffering? There are many situations which cause us to weep. Perhaps you are not inclined to weep freely, but still you feel, and you feel deeply, more deeply perhaps than the one who weeps. This text is for you also. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. I want to talk to you about a bottle of tears. Firstly, let's think about the timing of our tears. David writes in this place about my tears. He was the one who was weeping. He was taking ownership of his tears. He was undergoing a trying time. It was a time for tears. In the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 3, Solomon says that there was a time to be born and a time to die, and there was also a time to weep. Some today have lost loved ones. They are mourning. And there are two types of mourning people. There are those for whom the mourning is fresh. The loved one is not long gone. And there are others who have lost a loved one a year or two ago, or even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And it seems that everyone has moved on, but you cannot move on. Other people look at you and think that you're coping. But yet behind the closed door, it's all very different. There is the time for tears. Others weep because of illness. Bad news at the doctor's surgery. You feel devastated. You hardly know how to view the future. It is a time for weeping. Some weep over their families. Parenthood is never easy. Some despair for their children as they grow older. Others weep not from physical pain, but psychological. Behind many a smiling face, there is a darkness of mind, and it is suffering, real suffering. There is a time for tears. Perhaps as I speak to you today, you're in this place of shadow. You're weeping even as I speak because you know that what I describe is your life. Our tears teach us that we are a weakened suffering race. Our tears teach us that there are so many people around us who suffer in ways that we cannot recognise. Our tears teach us that there are sufferings along the road of life for us all, and we must be prepared to face them. The timing of our tears. Let's also consider the treasury of our tears. David asked the Lord in this instance to bottle his tears. And David was assured of this, that God had brought along his bottle to catch his tears. God recognised David's tears. That's what I want you to appreciate here. God saw David's tears. God sees our tears. He takes notice of our sorrow. In the book of Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 7, the prophet said that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. How good it is to trust the Lord and to know that the Lord knows us. He knows us in all of our pains and all of our circumstances and all of our situations. There's nothing that is hid from him. And in times of darkness, all we have is trust. Trust, trust. David in this psalm repeats the word trust over and over. In God have I put my trust, he said. When we trust God, there's a place of refuge because God recognizes our tears. But I also want you to think about this. God retains our tears. The real climax of the text, however, is the manner in which God keeps our tears in his bottle as an everlasting memorial to our sufferings in this world. Why does God retain our tears? Because they are precious to him. Our seasons of suffering are felt by Jesus Christ. One of the great revelations in Scripture is that Christ is a great high priest. And we are told in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, that we have a high priest who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. How is Christ touched by our infirmities? He became man, and as man, he experienced all the pain and agony, both mental and physical, that it is possible for a man to suffer. And therefore, as we suffer, the Lord suffers with us. He feels for us because he was man too. And whenever we are Christians, and this only applies to Christians, and this is one of the reasons why, if you're not a Christian, you need to become a Christian. Because whenever we are Christians, the Lord actually, he physically feels our pains. As he's in heaven, he sympathises with us and he empathises with us. Because we are taught that the Christian is part of Christ's body and Christ is the head. And whenever we suffer pain in any part of the body, the head registers, the brain registers and feels the pain. And so it is with Christ in glory. He feels our pain because he was there. He can remember what it was like to suffer. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. This is the Saviour of whom it is said in John 11:35, when he came to the home of Martha and Mary, after Lazarus had died, we are told that he wept. Jesus wept. And because he weeps with those who weep, because he prays for those who weep, we know that he is with us all the way. He's a great high priest. We can actually go to him knowing that he is with us. I want you to remember that. When it seems that you've prayed till your strength is all gone and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long, Jesus cares and he knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. Have the clouds round you gathered in the midst of a storm? Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose heart. Someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still is already on the way. You see, the book of Hebrews tells us that because we have a great high priest, there is grace to help in time of need. And this grace comes from the God and from the Saviour who treasures our tears, who places them in his receptacle. We are precious to him. In this suffering world, the only source of comfort is really found in Christ. Do you know him? Is he your Saviour? Have you turned your back on your sin and have you come to him for rest? I pray that you have. I hope that these words have been of some encouragement to you. Thank you for listening.